Welcome, welcome, welcome yet again. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group Long Realty Company, with my beautiful and talented, brilliant wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hello, guys.
I love these mornings. You know, we get babysitting. I get to be with her. We get to talk about my favorite topic, real estate.
It's true.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I don't know about you. I kind of turned off the news last week. Things are just continuing to be just craziness.
Well, you know, 2020 had 50,000 days, so it makes sense that 2021 would have 60.
Let me tell you how to get a hold of us. If you want to reach us on air, you can always reach us at 520-790-2040. But if you'd like to reach us off air, you can text us, you can call us, 520-462-2611 with any of your real estate questions or needs. You can also email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And you know what, guys? If you don't want to call and be on air, this is a great way to get some of your real estate questions answered. And, you know, we love it because maybe we can get some good ideas for the show, different things like that. So please feel free. Shoot us a call.
Yep.
Shoot us a text. Shoot us an email. And let's get right into it. So today is January 16th. And, you know, the market's still very, very, very strong, very fast paced. You know, we did see a spike in interest rates the end of the week. I think it's probably going to mellow out next week, but we'll see what's happening. I'm going to get in a little bit more detail about that. But looking at our just normal stats, city of Tucson, we have currently 808 active available listings in the city of Tucson. That's as of today, January 16th. But you know, the last week of November, we had 1,059 in the city of Tucson. What I'm trying to say is this pressure is continuing. We are seeing inventory continue to shrink. This trend is not going away. The pressure on our market is continuing to grow, not only from within, but from outside areas. Builders are having difficulty keeping up with demand just because of things like lumber, labor, COVID.
Right. So if you're a homeowner and you're listening to this and you have your property listed and it's been listed for a while and you're like, there's 800 listings. Why isn't my house selling?
In the city of Tucson.
In the city of Tucson. Why isn't my house selling? You might want to take a look at your price because people aren't buying stuff, even though there's very few listings. Just because there are a few listings doesn't mean that people are willing to spend significantly more money.
Could be other factors too. You know, nobody likes cat pee smell at any price point.
Right.
We actually had a client say that yesterday. And I said, well, I wish I could search, you know, doesn't smell like cat pee. Right. That'd be nice to know before we go into the homes, by the way.
Right.
We've all been hit in the face with that if you're a real estate agent. So anyway, 808 current active listings in the city of Tucson. That really is nothing. Looking at sales price here, you know, 7 to 12 months ago, if you were looking, your median sales price is going to be about $254,000. Well, right now in the last 3 months, that has jumped up to $265,000 with a days on market of 6. You know, Rebecca and I were looking through some of our notes from last year, and you know, there's always people in different life phases,
right,
in different stages, and we never want to push anybody.
No.
And nobody wants to be pushed, okay? But our economy has not really improved enough. Even with these low interest rates, the stuff you were able to buy a year ago, guys, just isn't there at that price point now.
Right. We've reached out to some clients who are, and we're like, look, we know you're waiting, but if you want to get, you're now starting to get priced out of what you want.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to find what it is that you want at the price point that you want. So if you are serious about this, you have to do it now.
We're going to get in a whole nother category pretty soon, you know. So your $260,000 home 6 months from now might look very, very different.
Right.
So, you know, that's a pretty big increase in a small amount of time. That's 3.9% increase. Some areas of the city of Tucson, you know, they've had over 19% appreciation year over year. So, you know, that's huge. Has your paycheck increased that much? I guess that's the question. you know, most people not.
Right.
So, you know, this is a great time to get in here and get this thing going. Rates on your mortgage are still relatively low. We're seeing some things in the economy that are concerning Wall Street and some of the other investors over here that are impacting these rates. You know, some of them is you know, interest rates aren't a political party. You know, they don't identify with any particular candidate or party, but you know, we do see rates get a little bit more squirrely when one party has a lot of power here and spending starts looking like it's going to get
it's
going to increase much, much higher. And there's a saying here, don't bet against the Fed. Don't fight the Fed. The Fed is working very, very hard to keep interest rates artificially low. I said the word artificially low because these are artificially low rates. But you Americans and you know people have a chance to take advantage of what the Fed's doing with these artificially low rates. And by the way, they're going to be artificially low whether you like it or not. And so you have an opportunity to come in and lock that in. You know what your payment is going to be. And the Fed says they're going to continue to do that really until the economy improves or until we see inflation hit about 2%. Well, inflation year over year, 1.36%.
So that
is, sorry.
So what that means is that your dollar is going to be worth less. The buying power of your dollar, it will take more dollars to buy the same thing. You've seen this in the price of milk. It takes more dollars to buy the same gallon and or half gallon of milk than it used to. That's mm-hmm. because of the inflation. We are making more of a supply of something. And when there is more of a supply of something, the things are less valuable.
Yeah, the dollar is worth less. And that's a byproduct of what's going on here with the Fed, you know, buying bonds and doing all of this quantitative easing and everything else. So we have artificially low rates. Let's jump over to the rental market. You know, looking at your median three-bedroom rent in the city of Tucson, that's going to run you about $1,540 a month to rent. We're going to see that continue to increase. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Rents are going to increase. There's a very low inventory of available rentals out there. Your median sales price right now of a three-bedroom home is going to run you about $273,000. Based on what we're seeing with most borrowers, if you put 20% down, you're looking at about a mortgage payment of $1,184. That's a savings of $365 a month now. Well, next year as that goes up, that spread's going to continue year after year. Probably third or fourth quarter of last year, maybe it was mid-year. We got to go back and see when those show notes were. You know, Rebecca and I gave you the outlook for what we think real estate is going to look like between now and 2030. And one of the things we said back then is inflation is going to continue. Sales prices are going to increase,
right,
but they're probably overall going to be on pace with inflation. And we're going to see rental prices increase. So with all that said, right now, you still have that opportunity to get in there. And if you're looking at your primary residence, like the Rich Dad Poor Dad books would tell you to look at, which I'm a big believer of. They're not investments. They're your place. They're your home.
Right.
This is where you live.
Somewhere. You must have some place to live.
You want to talk investments? Let's get you some rental property and income property, and we'll go from there. So inflation is hiking up. I think at some point here, we're going to have to make a balance between curbing that inflation and interest rates. And that's the point where I think a lot of buyers out there who are on the fence are going to continue to feel very sad because that's going to...
Well, and David said it earlier, the house that you're going to be able to buy for $260 is going to not be the same quality house that you were able to buy for $260 now. I mean, we truly are reaching out to clients going, hey, that thing that you wanted at $350, it was hard to find it 6 months ago. You now can't find it. It doesn't exist.
Right.
A good example of this is we sold a house in May for $250 in Mesquite Ranch. And we then sold the next door neighbor's house.
Same model.
Exactly same model. And fairly similar updates in terms of the quality of the interior of the house. And that one sold for $285.
Right.
In November.
Right.
So May, $250, and that was the peak of the market. We sold it for top dollar. November, same model, not as good of a lot, same upgrades, $285. That's what you're seeing.
And with rates this low and the pressure that's there, it's no surprise that that's what we are seeing. Right. So, guys, we're going to hit you on the other side of this break here. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at 520-462-2611 anytime off air. We'd love to hear your questions or your comments, or you can email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com.
Or you can call into the radio station 790-2040. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for This Open House on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's This Open House on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
The Y is where James first discovered his love for painting. Now it's also where he'll learn the difference between mitosis and meiosis. This school year, many YMCAs are transforming some of their spaces for virtual learning, dedicating staff, and even providing meals. Contact your local Y to learn more. Forever Learning. The Y. For a better us.
Welcome back to This Open House Show. I am Rebecca Guthrie, sitting here with my husband.
How come you don't say very nice things about me when you introduce me? I say so many nice things.
It's true, but the thing is that you're much better at that than I am. And this is just a true statement across the board with our marriage.
Maybe you're just a much easier subject to praise.
Okay, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. It's not happening. I love you very much, but that ain't happening.
She's practically perfect, guys.
It's not true. But David is wonderful, and he's one of the best real estate agents in Southern Arizona, so you should definitely use us if you want to buy or sell a house. How was that?
You know, that was pretty nice, honey. Need some work.
Okay, I'll work on it. Anyway, so we gave you the market update. If you have any questions about it, you can call into the radio show. It's 790-2040. We'd love to hear from you. But we're going to talk about designed trends in 2021. This is a thing right up my alley. I will readily admit that I love HGTV. I know that it's fake. I know that, you know, the problems are, you know,
scripted.
I know all of that, but I enjoy it. It baffles David because he's like, you know this. You know that's not how it works, but I still like it.
They already have the house under contract, guys. They're looking and they're pretending like, oh, which one are we going to pick? Really? You think that they would do a show like that and somebody else, oh, I guess the one we're going to buy. That would be funny, actually. All of a sudden, real life happens. Okay, you guys spent all this time thinking about what house you want. And, oh, Property Brothers comes and says, oh, I'm sorry. That one actually sold to another buyer. I guess your second choice or third.
Shush. You're ruining the magic. You're just a shush. Anyways, so I like design trends, and I told David that I wanted to do one on design trends. So if you'd asked us in the end of December 2019 what we thought was going to be happening, if you'd asked anybody what we thought was going to be happening for 2020, we would have told you downsizing. Downsizing. It's going to be all about downsizing. People want smaller spaces. They don't want as much room. They don't want to have to take care of it. Well, now a house has to be a house and school and an office, and you need some space to get away from each other. So we're actually seeing a turning away for remodels, because the builders haven't really caught up with this yet. But for remodels, people are trying to take away the great room space and add private spaces so that you can do It's very hard to have a Zoom call if you've got three little ones running around and you don't want to sit on your bed and do it in your bedroom.
Right.
So people are really looking for that office space. They're looking for that. So I think that what we're
especially when you have that like one wall that kind of doesn't have the clutter, and you're on your Zoom meeting and you know you're in your pajamas and then you've got a decent polo at top and you're kind of pretending like that's
never done it. He's never done that.
That's never happened. But you're kind of pretending that that's your space, right? Like, and it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. You need some dedicated spaces.
Right. And you need a door you can shut so that when the children go screaming by, it can be filtered through the door. Cause you know, that never happens at our house either during Zoom
Which
calls.
I will say, there's a couple of really good things about coronavirus that I just love, love, love. And Zoom meetings is one of those. And you know what? We all understand now, you know, kids are home. It is much more acceptable for people. They are, it's not as big of a deal as it used to be. So, I'm happy about that.
So going forward in the future, we're going to see more formal living spaces in terms of having a formal living room. And then probably what's going to happen, I think, based on what I'm seeing and the things that I'm reading, we'll have more like a formal living room space with doors that can shut. So it can be either that formal living space or it can get turned into an office. And then we'll have a great room sort of feel, but there will be a separate living space. Like like when you walk into older homes and they haven't been redone to create the open space feel, it's going to go back to more of that.
So you're saying we're, open concept is kind of going away.
Yeah, open concept is going away. There's also I don't know if you guys have seen this in the design magazines. This is specifically for kitchens. The open shelving thing is going to go away. So, because, I'm sorry, but if you have children, plastic plates and sippy cups and all of the paraphernalia that goes with that is not really a thing that you want to see out on open shelving. And it got taken to the extreme in terms of all of the upper shelves are all going to be open. And now people are going, oh, wait, that seems really nice. It looks great on Pinterest. Totally looks great on Pinterest and Instagram, but it's dirty because there's no doors to cover. So there's dust all the time. You have to clean the dishes all the time. It looks cluttered. It doesn't because it never goes back the way that you look. So the way that you live in a house and the way that you stage a house are two totally different things. So the open shelf, there may be one or two open shelves for plants or something, but all of your upper cabinets are going to be open shelves. That was a thing for about 2 years.
I never bought into that trend.
I didn't either, but it was everywhere for a while. That's going to be going away. A trend that I really like and actually has been trendy on and off for a while, and I know this because I did the research because I'm trying to convince David to do it in our kitchen, is the two-toned cabinets. Where one cabinet is a neutral and one color is brightly it was actually, it's been a trend on and off for 100 years.
Are you willing to put this out there and see what the listeners think? And whoever gets the most votes wins?
No.
Why not?
Because it's my kitchen. Even if I don't cook in it, even if we've already established this, you're the cook.
I think our listeners might agree with me. Two-tone? Yeah.
I think it's really pretty. I think the white with like a darker, like a blue, I think it's beautiful. I like that trend. You're seeing people moving away from granite more towards quartz. Quartz is what I was going to say.
They like the uniform look, yeah. I think.
And it's also, quartz is easier to maintain.
Easier to maintain, a little bit more expensive.
It is.
However, guys, granite with a leathered finish with
is
that.
Beautiful.
It's that honed, it doesn't look like a high polish where you see all the scratches. It looks like a real stone.
Yeah. The leather
finish,
it really is.
That's not going away.
We're seeing wood flooring is, real wood flooring is going away because tile and actually luxury vinyl. This is not your 1970s linoleum. You should really actually look at luxury vinyl. They've got some absolutely beautiful patterns and it's super easy to maintain.
Relatively easy to install.
It's relatively easy to install and it's not as cold as tile is, which isn't really an issue in Tucson because even in the winter our floors don't get that cold. But the wood plank tile is here to stay.
What about the the cottage kind of shabby chic with all the...
You mean farmhouse?
Farmhouse. I'm thinking farmhouse. I kind of feel like that's probably going to
farmhouse is starting to tone down a little. You're going to see a lot more color.
I'm happy about this.
Oh, I'm thrilled about the color. Pantone's color of the year is this incredibly bright yellow. There's a gray and then there's this very bright yellow. But color is coming back. We've seen this for a while. Wallpaper is still being a thing. And this isn't, you know, the 1990s wallpaper. This is much easier to put on and take off.
Still very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Good quality is...
Right, but you're seeing a lot more color. The gray and white thing that was going on for a really long time, people are...
And we have no knowledge of this. We're just speaking completely out of left field. But I think that tearing out bathtubs is going to go away.
That's real. So there was a big trend for a really long time that master bathrooms were not going to have bathtubs, that they just had this big, huge shower and there was no bathtub. And then it got to the point where there were no bathtubs in the house. Like, you just didn't have a bathtub in the house.
Guys, just hear me out on this. If you have small children or you want to sell your house to somebody with small children, have you ever tried to put a baby in a shower?
It's awful.
It's like you're murdering them or something. Right. They think it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, let them. And how do you do a bubble bath in a shower? You don't.
Right. Right.
You don't.
So that was a big trend that people were tearing out showers. And, now people are starting to put bathtubs back in.
Thank God.
And I never understood that trend. I thought it was silly when it first started, and I still think it's silly. But you need at least one bathtub in your house, people, because there's all kinds. If you want to thaw a turkey, it's easier to thaw a turkey in a bathtub.
You get a 5-gallon bucket or a trash can. Yeah, don't put it in a bathtub. That's gross.
I put it in the bathtub.
Rebecca, we've had this discussion on our show before. Rebecca is not the cook in our house. You don't brine a turkey in a bathtub. You make moonshine in a bathtub. Okay?
Make moonshine in a bathtub.
Yes.
We're not advocating making moonshine.
Yes, we are. It's perfectly legal to do that, I think.
I don't actually know if it's legal to make moonshine. So until I know that it is,
of limitations. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you can make beer in your backyard, so maybe you could make moonshine in your backyard because there's home. I don't actually know. I have no idea.
It's okay.
Okay, moving on. What you want to do in the privacy of your own home is between you and the other members of the house and God. So bathtubs are coming back. Whether or not you want to defrost a turkey, and it is totally up to you. let's see, what else?
We would like our friends to come over for Thanksgiving. I'm just saying.
It's a year from now. Nobody will remember this. let's see. What else? What else is a trend? People are moving away from silver accents, the stainless steel kind of thing.
Mm.
And they're moving towards either like a brass gold look, or there's this really pretty matte black.
Oh, I love the matte black.
Okay, so here's the thing about the matte black. It's beautiful. But cleaning it, keeping it looking that way, unless you have a water softener, it's not going to happen with our hard water. So if you are thinking about remodeling in 2021 and you want to do the black faucets and black handles and all that stuff, which is beautiful, and the black sinks, which is a thing, you need to have a water softener. Otherwise, you're going to have hard water spots and you will never, ever, ever be able to get it to look the way that you
want. Right. And I personally think brushed nickel is like a suit and tie. It's never going to go out of style.
It's never going to go out of style.
That is just a classic.
It's never going to look trendy. It's never going to look like, oh, you redid your house in 2020, 2021, 2022,
right,
which I think some of these may. So those are some of the things that we see coming down the pike.
The biggest one, guys, partition spaces and flex spaces, being able to have multi-use and shut things off, open things up.
Yep.
You know, keeping
doors,
in mind.
Pocket doors are really helpful for that if you don't have space to open stuff. So.
Right, right. So that is a huge, huge shift there. And, you know, we just want to throw this out there once again. If you guys need any help, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, if you'd like a safe source of information of all things real estate, Rebecca and I are here for you,
yes.
Okay? We're always looking for new homes to sell, especially in this low inventory market, and we will get you your best price. Promise you that. You can reach us anytime at info@thisopenhouseshow.com or 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611.
And we will catch you next week. Thanks so much for joining us for This Open House.